Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and
this.
Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hi, everyone. Before we get started with today's mini episode, we wanted to take a moment to reiterate that we are committed to anti-racism, both as individuals and in our communities, including the Forever 35 community. And we look forward to continuing to have these conversations on the podcast and on social media.
And we welcome your suggestions and feedback about these issues and how we can best address them. And also support Black people in this country. We have an ongoing list of anti-racism resources on our website, and we will also include the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening. Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email address is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And welcome and hello to anyone joining us from the Here For You podcast. Hello, listeners of Here For You. If you've never heard Forever 35, what you're going to hear today is going to sound pretty similar and familiar. It's us.
It is us, indeed.
We're switching things up a little bit here in the Forever 35 zone and adding an additional episode, an additional mini episode a week. So we will be publishing 3 things per week.
Yep. That's what's happening.
That's the plan. That's the plan
that
for
is
now.
The plan. Kate, how are you doing today?
Okay, well, I went on a journey today, Dory, because I did dip a toe into a spiral.
Oh.
And then I pulled the toe out.
Okay. Good.
I'm trying to take a different perspective on it because there was an article in the LA Times recently about reopening schools under coronavirus guidelines in LA County. And when you read it, especially as an adult, it sounds incredibly drastic and devastating. And also just the fact that it could still be all remote is very kind of overwhelming. But then a friend reminded me about how resilient children are. And I was like, oh, right. Like, this is devastating to me, a grown up. But I think, you know, like kids, someone just kind of was like, let's give it the benefit of the doubt and see what happens and then go from there. And I was like, oh, you're right. Like, we don't know how this is going to go until it goes. And I kind of, so I wanted to spiral about this stuff. And then I was like, no, who knows? Who knows what things will be like in a few months? And we're just going to go for the ride. Just going to go for the ride.
That seems like a very healthy perspective to take.
Well, I do feel like in this time, it's very easy to like to read something. I mean, we've talked about this at length on kind of all our episodes, but it's very easy to read something in the news or hear something and then go on like a journey of panic about not just like your own life and your family's life, but how it affects all of humanity. When we don't know, we have no idea how this is all going to play out. Mm-hmm. So it was just helpful for me to kind of reset and like bring it back to the present and calmly walk away.
That's great.
So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm in the walk away phase.
Okay.
Maybe I'll head back to the spiral. I don't know. But Dory, another like way more fun and trivial thing I'm into right now is that I just got a bunch of new skincare products.
Oh, hello.
From a company called Fat and the Moon. And they're based in Northern California. And I ordered them. They were having a sale like a month or so ago. And I was like, well, I've always wanted to try their deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? And then I just kept like click, 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 adding things to the cart as one does.
As one does, indeed.
You know, you go there for one thing and then you leave with 10 things is my experience in any shopping journey. So I ended up, I was like, I'm curious about this. I want to try their stuff. It's really kind of natural, herbalist formulated, as they say, products. And wow, I'm on day 2 of trying stuff out, and I have been very, very excited about all of it.
Oh, good. Is there anything in particular that was like a standout?
Well, their cream, their deodorant, which is kind of, it comes in a little jar, like a deodorant paste that you put on. I've heard it's kind of like a cult fave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what brought me there. And that is really, really nice. But they have this product called All Cream, which is a moisturizer. And I'm obsessed with it. I'm like fully, fully obsessed. I've been using it on my face and
Ooh.
It just feels amazing. But then today I put it all over my whole body. And that also feels great. So I need more time. Like, you know, when you get a new product and like day one, you're like, woohoo. But then it's like dating like the first time. You know what I mean? Like, when the honeymoon phase wears off, you have to see like if you're really in the relationship for the long haul. So right now I'm in the honeymoon phase with these
mm-hmm,
products.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that was a fun treat to get in the mail yesterday. Like, I'd kind of forgotten I'd ordered them. And then I was like, it's like getting a present that
totally.
I bought myself.
Totally. Well, and it's funny too, now in COVID times, like a lot of stuff is taking a really long time to ship. And so I find that like I kind of forget sometimes when I've ordered something, and then it is a fun surprise to receive in the mail.
Yeah, it's really it's a way to treat yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, even though your bank account is going to pay the price, but
yeah,
you know, if you can treat yourself.
Exactly.
What have you been up to, Dory?
Well, Kate, as mentioned on last week's Forever 35 episode, I believe we recorded on the day I was going to be taking a Mahjong lesson. And listen, it's been 2 days since that lesson. And I love Mahjong. I'm obsessed with Mahjong.
You can't stop playing.
I can't stop playing Mahjong. I'm using an app called Real Mahjong that truly looks like it was designed in 1996 and was never updated. And I'm aware that there were not apps in 1996, but it looks like they just had, I don't know. It's very like old internet.
Is it free? A free app?
No. There is a trial, and then I believe it is $6.99 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. That's expensive for an app.
Yeah, well, you know.
Are you in the paying phase of the relationship?
I'm not. I'm still in the trial. But you can play against a computer, or you can play against friends.
Can you play against strangers?
Yep, or you can play against strangers.
Okay, cool.
So when you log on, it tells you how many games are going on at the same time. And like last night, there were like 7,000 games happening.
Wow, that's so cool.
So what I think has happened is a lot of people who have IRL Mahjong games are using this app to play with each other.
And play with the people they play with.
And play with the people they play with IRL. Yeah. So, so I think in that sense, if it's replacing that, $6.99 a month is like not horrible, you know?
Totally. Yes.
And I'm hopeful that one day I will be able to play IRL, get those click clacky tiles going, you know?
Have you also played on Zoom with people?
So I'm going to be playing on Zoom this weekend with the people that I took the lesson with and the woman who taught us, because she's friends with one of my friends. I believe she's also a podcast listener. So, hey, Alyssa. Anyway, it's a great game. You really got to like use your brain. You have to like, you can't be doing something else while you're playing. It's all encompassing. There's strategy involved. There's luck. It's just really a fun game.
Oh, I'm glad. How long do you normally sit and play for?
Each game is probably 10 to 15 minutes long. And I find that I can usually play like 3 games before I'm like, oh, I need to take a break.
Okay.
Because it does like work your brain. I won't go into the details, but like you really need to be like paying attention closely to play. So you're working hard.
Yeah, your brain is going.
Yeah, your brain is going. So I'm wondering if anyone else out there plays. Anyone else out there in Forever 35 land, do you play Mahjong? I am.
And will you play Dory?
And will you play me on Real Mahjong? My username on there is Dorisha, which is my name and then the first 3 letters of my last name, which, fun fact, was my first email address.
Dorisha at
sas.upenn.edu. Yes.
Okay. Does that still work? Should I reach out to you there?
I don't think it still works, but you could try.
All right. Well, this is, I feel like I would like to learn to play. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Great.
I don't want to tear our working relationship and friendship apart with a game competition.
Kate.
Or do I?
That would never happen.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Well, okay. I'll let Alyssa know that you want to learn.
I definitely would. That would be cool.
Okay. Great.
Let them know. Dory, should we hear from some listeners?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. We got an email because, on Forever 35, we have talked a lot about micellar water.
Oh, yes, we still have.
Don't pronounce it correctly. And we heard from a listener who really had a lot to say about the magic of micellar. Dear Kate and Dory, as I was applying mascara for the first time in April, I dropped the mascara wand onto the floor of my bedroom. Likely due to the loss of muscle memory during quarantine, there was now a black dime-sized spot on my light-colored carpet. I knew the pet stain remover I had would not be enough to remove this stain. While looking around the room, I spied a bottle of micellar water. Quickly, I doused the area with micellar water and dabbed up the excess with a washcloth. The stain was totally gone. One more wonder of micellar. micellar. Well, look at that.
Wait, can I tell you what I have used micellar water for?
Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
When I'm painting by numbers, sometimes I get a little paint on my desk and a quick swipe of micellar water just takes care of it.
How did you go down that path? Like what was happening that you were like, oh, I got paint on my desk. I know what'll do it. The stuff I put on my face.
That's a really good question. I don't recall the exact thought process that happened.
But it happened. And it works.
I just, you know, it's not oil-based paint. It's acrylic paint. So I knew I didn't need something like too abrasive, and I didn't want something too abrasive because I also didn't want to ruin my desk. So the micellar water turned out to be the perfect thing to remove the paint. So
that is fascinating. I don't know if that makes me more excited to use micellar water or like a little nervous.
Oh, interesting. Because it's so, it's the power of micellar water.
Power. What's going on in there?
Look, I don't know.
All right, moving on. Dory, we received, this is one voicemail about this topic. I need the world to know we have received so many messages, DMs, emails, voicemails about this specific product that, Dory, we have to do some hands-on research, or should I say some boobs-on research?
Some hands-on boobs-on research.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
All right. Here's the voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Patricia from Vancouver, Washington. I wanted to know if you've heard of a new product that is out on the market. I recently became aware that Sephora sells several different types of boob masks. Yes, you heard me right. Boob masks. Have you heard of them? Have you used them? I must know what you all think. They claim to help firm the girls, which is very intriguing to me. Please let me know. Have a great day. Love you guys.
So my initial reaction is one of skepticism. Although granted, 100%. That is my default reaction to most things.
That is.
But this sounds especially dubious to me. Or yeah, shall I say boobious?
Dory, God damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it. Boobious? Ugh.
You were saying?
I was saying, yes, I agree in that I feel like your breast firmness has to do with genetics, with age, with any surgical procedures you have had.
Whether you've breastfed.
Yes. I mean, there's so much. I have a very hard time believing a mask could firm up boobs. Now, I'm going to try it because we make this podcast, and why not?
Great.
Now, if I order you a boob mask, will you do it?
I will try it.
Okay.
I'll try it. I don't... Look, I feel like I know that we participate in the beauty industrial complex, but this in particular feels insidious to me.
Go on.
Just the idea of that, like, we have to worry about the firmness of our boobs. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, yes. Also, like, why should boobs be firm?
Right. Like, the whole thing just feels, I don't know. I don't love it.
I get it. I'm with you.
So.
But, I mean, I'm interested in trying it out so I can say it doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Now, Dory, what if I try it out and all of a sudden my boobs become like two little perky tangerines and I don't have to wear bras? Like, they're just like rock hard.
So you're saying, what if you get fake boobs and then you use a boob mask? That would be interesting.
I mean, I have never had firm breasts. Like, that doesn't even make that concept doesn't make sense to me. But again, I think it's so much of like genetics, you know,
right,
like
totally
what. But anyway, listener, I will try. Again, so many people have reached out to us asking about boob masks that we will we'll do the experiment and we'll report back.
Yes, we definitely will.
But please remember, we are boobiest. So don't forget that.
All right. On that note, should we take a short break?
Yes, BRB.
Okay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style. Mm-hmm. And figuring out what my personal style is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
our fave. It's the OS One Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, we are B, and...
All right.
Sorry, I'm out of control today. Someone stop me.
No, don't stop. You are really making me chuckle. Like, it's really... We are B. Oh my gosh. Okay. I love it.
Okay.
We're B.
We have a voicemail that is a response to a previous email that we received.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I am calling in regards to a caller that was on the mini app most recently. I actually had to pause the pod and respond. I really relate to the caller that called about wanting to start a family, but also doing their PhD program and worrying about how they were going to start dating and things like that. So I actually am also in the higher ed field, and I will emphasize that it is a lot of work. And on its darkest sides, it can be competitive and almost gaslighty. So I understand how it can be draining, even if you love it and are really pushed to do the PhD program. So I actually decided to become a single mother by choice and adopted a beautiful young boy from foster care. And I will tell you that because I was so kind of fulfilling my desire to be a mother, I felt like I started really thriving in all areas of my life, including my career and including putting myself out there to date. And I found that many future suitable partners were actually really okay with me having already started my little family. And so I became more of myself and more open to more opportunities. So I know that road is not for everyone, but I did want to encourage the listener if that is something that she is considering. And I may send you an email so she can reach out to me if she wants. But I now have a partner, and we are looking to get married this year and continue to grow our family. And I cannot tell you how good of a decision that was for me. And thanks for so much for all that you do. I will miss here for you, but I am glad to hear more upcoming episodes, and just feel like both of you are my best friends and also all of the listeners. So take care. Bye-bye.
Oh,
that's such a great... Thank you for this.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that perspective.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. We have another... We have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was intrigued by this. A listener writes, "Hey there. A big part of a lot of people's wind down routine is a glass or multiple of wine. I wanted to know if you have any thoughts or ideas for those who are sober curious. Have you ever tried non-alcoholic mood boosters? Think the Kin Euphorics brand of drinks. What are your thoughts on CBD, THC, etc.? I would love an alternative to drinking as a way to relax and treat myself after a long day. I love the show. Hope this one hasn't been covered already. I'm working my way through the backlog of episodes." This has not been covered already.
No, it has not. Yeah.
Now, I will say I'm very down with sober curiosity, so that sounds great. I'm not personally familiar with Kin Euphorics. And I guess my question is, like, THC specifically in my brain, like, that would interfere with sobriety. But I guess maybe you're just thinking, this listener is thinking specifically about not drinking alcohol, but still might partake in THC or a cannabis based drinking product?
Yeah, so there's actually a term for people like this.
Really?
Yes, which is California sober.
Oh, I feel like, was this a New York Times episode?
There was a...
article. New York Times episode, oh God.
There was an article in Vice about it, and there was an article in The Cut about it. So I think it was the article in Vice that like brought the term into the mainstream, if you will. And this woman wrote about quitting everything except for weed and psychedelics.
Okay. I mean, listen, to each their own in terms of what they do and what you don't do. I think in terms of like non-alcoholic drinking, I know my husband, I mean, we both drink alcohol. I don't drink that much, but he, and nor does he, but he likes like the winding down experience of having a drink at night. And when he doesn't want that to be alcohol, he makes non-alcoholic cocktails with like bitters, like non-alcoholic botanical bitters, which I think is similar to this company Ritual Zero Proof that the listener had mentioned.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah. And I also have friends who don't drink. And oftentimes when we go out, they get what's called shrubs, which are mm-hmm. non-alcoholic cocktails, which are quite good. I've gotten them. Like I even got one at, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name of the restaurant. It's the place where you get unlimited breadsticks. Why can't
Olive
I think
Garden?
Of it? Thank you. They had a very good non-alcoholic cocktail. I mean, like mocktails have been around forever, but I think the like deliciousness and the creativity is really transforming.
Yeah.
So I think that that makes sense and would be a great way to wind down. I would love to hear what other listeners do. What about you, Dory? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I don't wind down with a glass of wine or a drink because I find that it affects my sleep now that I'm
Same.
Old. I mean, it probably affected my sleep when I was younger too, but I just didn't care. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. All of my suggestions are, I feel like very old lady.
What are they?
They're like
chamomile tea.
Yes, essentially, like have a cup of tea. What was that? That, Golden milk. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a turmeric golden milk.
Yes. Have a golden milk. I used to drink a decaf chai latte with almond milk.
At night?
At night. Yeah. Like a decaf chai tea latte with almond milk. You can literally just heat up the almond milk in the microwave, brew some chai tea, and you have a chai tea latte.
That sounds delicious.
And it's really good. And you can sweeten it if you want. So that's another suggestion.
So I also like Four Sigmatic, which is they've advertised on our podcast. I don't believe they currently do, but they have like different kind of mushroom based drinks. They had like a mushroom based kind of like cacao nighttime drink that I really liked. I like winding like if I'm gonna drink something at night, I do like a small warm drink. Mm-hmm. Now my husband Anthony is weighing in, and he says he just likes a club soda and bitters. And the non-alcoholic drink like spirits that he's tried is by Seed Lip Drinks.
Okay.
So we will keep experimenting here at our house. Yes. But like even like a bubbly water with a little bit of like fresh fruit juice is very nice. So, but again, I would be interested in hearing what other people do for drinking alternatives to relax at the end of the day or just to like have something to do.
Yeah, totally.
Let us know. All right. Moving on, Dory.
Moving on.
Would you like to read this email?
I would love to. Hi, Kat and Dor. I have to confess, I haven't really been able to listen to Forever 35 since the pandemic began. I can sometimes catch episodes of Here For You while washing my 4-month-old baby's bottles in my kitchen in Jackson Heights, Queens. Otherwise, my four-year-old is talking my ear off, my husband is teaching eighth grade math from our kitchen, and I'm fielding Instagram messages from my own high school students who need a sympathetic ear and are quarantined in their own apartments. Did I mention I'm actually on maternity leave? Twice today, I had conversations via text with people I am not close with, and they both told me to, quote, be kind to yourself, and I literally do not know how to do this. What does it mean, really? Is it about self-care? Is it about changing my inner monologue? I seriously need actionable steps. I can't really exercise consistently because who knows if the baby will sleep through the night. I can't really decompress by meditating or listening to a podcast or doing a craft because my four-year-old doesn't get the concept of independent time unless she's in the mood for it on her own terms. Sigh. Anyway, thank you for reading this and please be kind to yourself, whatever the hell that means. But you're both very wise, so I feel like you actually know what this means and how to do it.
Do we?
I feel like that is advice that we have given.
Yes, but like, are they hollow words?
Right. That is the question. I would argue no. I don't think they are hollow words. And I will tell you why. Because I think that very often we hear from listeners who are in a shame or guilt spiral. And when I think when in those situations, when we say be kind to yourself, it's like, don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself,
that's what I think it is, too.
Give yourself some grace.
Oh, I like, Dory, that's what it is. Give yourself some grace. That's mm-hmm. a beautiful way of putting it.
Thank you so much.
And in this instance, like in reading this listener's message, I think like the pressure we feel to sometimes implement these quote unquote self-care practices, just the thought of doing them and then the feeling of like regret or frustration that we're not becomes, it's worse than how we were feeling
right,
before.
Right.
You know, like, oh, I didn't meditate and like rub lotion all over myself today. Like, oh, and then you just feel like shit.
Yeah.
You have so much going on. You're on maternity leave with a 4-month-old and a 4-year-old. Your husband is in the next room teaching. You are still communicating with your students who need you. Like while you're in an apartment, that is incredibly high stress and challenging.
Yeah.
And just getting through each day is, I think, the only focus you need to worry about.
I agree with that.
And that is being kind to yourself and not putting pressure to do anything quote unquote kind, I think is like the greatest act of kindness you can give yourself.
Amen.
Was that just a lot of word garble?
No. I think that is really good advice. I think if there is something that you think will make you feel better, then do it. Maybe after your kids go to sleep, maybe it's watching TV. Maybe it's watching Real Housewives. Like, it doesn't have to be meditation. It doesn't have to be like doing yoga. It can be literally watching Real Housewives.
Yes, or a Vanderpump Rules.
Yes,
marathon.
If that's what you're into, you know, I don't know, maybe you're into Below Deck.
So many people, maybe you're into 90 Day Fiancé. These are all shows I want to get into.
Me too.
I'm not into yet.
I know. I feel like with 90 Day Fiancé, not to go on too much of a tangent, but like there's such a backlog and I would feel like I need to start from episode one.
I know.
But it's like
I've
a little
like
daunting.
Some of the first season. Yeah, it's a lot. And there are so many like ins and outs of relationships
right.
and people. And yeah.
Right.
Well, we'll add that to the list.
We will. All right. Should we take another short break?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, so as Dory likes to say, we are B.
We are B. Okay, and we have another voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I have listened to you for over 35 for a long time. And also I'm an avid Here For You listener. I was just calling to, I guess, ask a question about like how you show up for your significant other, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, during quarantine. You know, we're spending all day together. That seems like a lot of time, but like, you know, I want a little bit of special time and I don't know how to show up in that way. I guess just like making, you know, we've tried the date night thing and that's good, but I just want to show up in a special way. So I don't know. Any hints, tips, advice? Be great. Thanks. Love the podcast. Thank you for everything you do.
A special way.
Do you have thoughts on this?
Well, one thing I'm doing for my husband's birthday coming up is I have ordered a North Carolina barbecue because he is from North Carolina and he loves North Carolina barbecue. And I thought this might be a special way to celebrate him. And perhaps that is something you could do for no reason, but just to kind of make an extra special evening for your partner. You could order them like their favorite food or their favorite local restaurant. Or I used a website called Gold Belly, I think is what I used, mm-hmm. where they have really kind of interesting, iconic restaurants from all over the country or the United States where you can order from. I also ordered him some whoopie pies from Maine because he loves whoopie pies.
I want to do this for my husband.
Get him some lobster rolls from Massachusetts.
I can't say too much. He's walking out of the room.
Oh yes. Do not spoil it. But I think that could be fun. Something that resonates specifically for them.
Yeah.
Or even cooking for them and making them something they love. Like once my husband, when I was a vegetarian, he made me an all vegetarian meal for Valentine's Day. And that was really lovely.
Aww.
Yeah, especially because he's a meat eater. So like I knew it was a little bit out of his comfort zone. I think you can like plan special evenings at home that involve like extra nice touches, like curate a film that you both want to watch. I don't know. Also, like, was this listener insinuating like by showing I was showing up is a very vague term.
Mm-hmm.
In my humble opinion. So I was not clear on what they meant exactly.
Right. Right. Like, is it doing something special for your partner or is it just sort of like being there for your partner in the broader sense?
Yeah. Or is it like a night of like erotic massage?
Oh, hello.
Hello. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just was, I think it really, I think it can be whatever is specific to your relationship. And just the action of doing something, I think, is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my 2 cents.
I like those 2 cents.
Well, thank you, Dory. Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. We have one more email before we wrap things up here. All right. A listener writes, "Hi, longtime listener. First time writing in. My husband and I moved across the country for work 3.5 years ago, leaving our closest friends and family on the other coast. We always knew this move would be temporary and originally planned to stay where we are now for 3 to 5 years. In the before, we had been starting to plan to move back at the beginning of next year, but are now considering moving our timeline up much sooner because of the pandemic. This way, we can go ahead and get back to our hometown in the next couple of months and be closer to our loved ones. Is this crazy? Are we making a rushed decision in a time of crisis? The way I see it, we can't really enjoy the big West Coast city we're in now for the rest of the time we've planned to be here anyway, and we'll save money in addition to being able to see friends and family once it becomes safe. Any thoughts or other considerations I may not have thought about would be so welcome."
Move.
Yeah, go for it. As long as you can do it safely,
yeah,
without like putting yourself or anyone else at risk, go for it.
Go for it.
What are you waiting for? Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. I mean, I know what you're like. Yeah, go. We say go.
We say go. That is our advice.
Like, that seems very straightforward, right?
Yeah.
Like, just do it.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. I think the current situation has made a lot of people who live far from family kind of reconsider things. I know a lot of, just anecdotally, I know a lot of people who are moving to be closer to family and who are moving now. So people are definitely doing this.
Yeah. Dory?
Yes, Kate.
We've come to the end of the road.
We have indeed. It's been a pleasure as always.
It has. And, you know, we want to end each of our new mini episodes with an activity or a word.
Yes.
And I think grace is a really wonderful word for us to land on at the end of this episode.
I agree, Kate.
Grace for yourself, grace for others.
Yes. Yes.
Lord knows we all need it.
Amen. Well, it was lovely chatting with you.
It was great to talk to you. Listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.